Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Joe McGee here. Welcome back to Lifestyles. Things to help you live a nice, long, healthy life. Just common sense stuff that sometimes we miss out in this day and age of education where everybody knows something, but we don't know everything. So there's wisdom and a multitude of counselors, the Bible says. So sometimes it's good just to ask people and ask questions. But a lot of people get too prideful. They won't ask anything. Well, that'll get you in trouble. So we're going to talk today about curing what ails you. Curing what ails just common sense things. You know, I remember we'd get the Farmer's Almanac every year when I was a kid in the country. And just be common sense things, when to plant, what ails you, what to do about a burn, or if you got the hiccups, you know, if you got a cough, you know, what to take, what not to take. So this is sort of a common sense thing about curing what ails you. And so I always like to lead off by saying this. It would be really good if by age 18 you were able to do these things. Just common sense stuff. So the first thing is be able to get out a splinter, you know, or a clip of hangnail. Because we had kids grew up in the country, and everybody, I don't know how many splinters kids would get. Some would be tiny. Sometimes they were some big ones, boy, and I, my goodness. And so we learned how to use the hydrogen peroxide and the alcohol and get stuff up, and we had to know the difference. Hey, is this something we need to go to the doctor about, or is this something we can take care of here? Know how to treat blisters or avoid blisters. You know, in the summertime, we'd always try to take the kids on a vacation. We'd go down to Florida. I said, guys, we don't live in Florida. Sun shines bright down here. It sure is pretty. We go down to the theme parks or whatever, have a good time. Put on a little suntan lotion. Why? Because that sun's going to be hot, and you're going to be out in all day. You're not going to be playing outside for an hour. We're going to be all day at this big theme park having a great time. We don't want to get back to the hotel tonight, and you're burnt like a peppercorn. Like, we need to take care of that, make sure we put the stuff on. Know how to treat minor bruises, scrapes, and stuff. So we always had a first aid kit at the house and just basic stuff, Band-Aids, bandages, different kind of creams and lotions and things, and know the difference when you needed to call the doctor. Now, sometimes, and we've done this because we lived in the country all of our life, hey, do we need to call the doctor? Well, let's just call. When we talk to the nurse, hey, we're having this, what do you think? Well, I think you can do this, be all right. Or sometimes say, well, you might want to come in and see us. And so you got to know how to do that. Know how to use cold packs, and we keep them at the house to this day. I got cold packs in the freezer. What do you do that? Well, I got older, I'd maybe bruise easier, get a little pain on something. Know where to put it, how to use it, and a heat pack, what that's for. And know how to use the difference in when you use a cold pack versus a heat pack. And there's a difference. Know how to safely prevent swelling with a cold pack and heating pad without risking a burn or whatever. So you had to know how to do that. So there were just common sense things I wanted my kids to know before you leave home, know how to take care of yourself. Know how to treat minor food poisoning, what symptoms. And we've had kids do it because I don't care how long you travel, if you ever eat out, every now and then you're going to get something bad. So one thing I do, I pray over every meal I've ever eaten. It's not a religious thing. What do you want to do? I don't want to get sick. Lord, bless this food to the nurse of my body. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray over every meal I've ever had when I was with the family and by myself. And you need to understand, there's a reason they put expiration dates on food. So don't go past the expiration date. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. No, I'm not taking a chance on that. Know how to treat mild cold, sore throat, you know, early. Don't wait till it gets bad. Well, it's all right. I'm just coughing a little bit. Well, no, let's get you a throat lozenge. Make sure you take, if you have medicine, or go see, hey, I've been coughing a lot. What do I tell you? Well, take this. Take two a day or take four a day and get some medical assistance to help and know how to treat problems. Big thing with a big family, stomach problems. Know how to treat stomach problems, or we call it indigestion in America. But every now and then you've eaten too much, not enough, or what have you been eating? Well, we're outside and we're playing in the woods, and I saw a muscadine tree, and I ate 43 muscadines. Well, you're probably gonna have a problem. So you know you got to know how to do things in balance. Know how to many different ways to treat just ordinary headaches because it was never a big thing. I've never had any problem with headaches. My dad did. Man, he'd get those migraines, and he'd put down those BC powders and the other things that they started making, and it was a regular problem with him. Well, I got to realizing as we got older, Dad drank coffee. I mean, a lot of coffee, and he loved coffee, and he'd drink some Coca-Cola, and he hardly drank any water. And so as we got older, we said, "Hey, Dad, you know, I just realized something. You're supposed to drink eight ounces of water a day, and I don't think you drink one. I said, I think you're dehydrated, you know." And so he realized, okay, I need to cut back on the coffee. Well, when he cut back on the coffee, the headaches disappeared. And so it's like you just need to do some common sense things about you know, what you take, what you don't take, what you eat, and what you don't eat. Be able to be sick with minor illnesses and take care of yourself without a need for 48 people to take care of you for yourself. So not just get things early, take care of it early, know how to handle with it. You got to be able to drink some bad tasting stuff every now and then. I remember as a kid, now as a child, I grew up in the country, they made us take castor oil once a month. The last Friday of every month, you had to take 2 tablespoons of castor oil and drink a whole glass of water. And what are they trying to do? Well, they're trying to get your bowels cleaned out. You know, you've heard so many teachers, all disease starts in the colon. All disease starts in the colon. So the old country people, they said, keep those bowels cleaned out, man. You have a good mood every now and then. Well, I was so thankful when they invented milk of magnesia, especially peppermint milk of magnesia. You know, like, man, that was like candy. I can do that. So we got to where we do that once a month. But know how to, just know how to take care of yourself on a regular basis. Keep a thermometer in your house. Know when you're running a fever. Don't just put your hand on your head. No, let's get the real number. And they got them so simple to read now. They just, you can just put them, touch them on your skin, lay them under your tongue. So know how to do that and take care of yourself. Know how to prevent the spreading of illnesses to others. Now, when I was a kid, if somebody got the measles or the chicken pox, we'd actually get together as a family. And so, because we had so many kids in the family, what is it? Well, I'd rather have my child have chicken pox when they're 7 than when they're 17. So if you got it, hey, bring the kid over and let's just get everybody exposed. And we'd have, whether it's measles, mumps, or chicken pox, we'd try to get everybody exposed early and, like, and build up your immune system. Now, I don't recommend that, but I should tell you what we used to do. Knowing signs about allergic reactions, and make sure you have an adequate, again, first aid kit. I had a boss of mine that he had an idea that he wanted to have honeybee hives. And so he did, and he's got them, and he had the mask and the coat you put on and the gloves. And so he's been doing it for about 3 months, been doing really good. And all of a sudden, his wife calls one day and says, "Joe, can you come over here?" So I go over and said, "He's not doing good." And I said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Well, he got stung by a couple of honeybees today." Well, he swelled up like a bullfrog. I thought, man, this isn't normal. So we had to run him to the emergency room and get him some antibiotics and have the doctor give him some other things. And, man, he could have died. And he was allergic to bee stings. We didn't know that. Well, if you're allergic to bee stings, you shouldn't have any honeybee hives. And so it was just a thing where this is an engineer, very smart man. But there's just sometimes there are things you just don't realize. Maybe there's changes in your body, changes in the immune system. You got to stay on top of that stuff. So know about that. Know what diseases, disabilities result from behavior, things like eating and drinking too much. And I was, because I grew up in a family that had a few alcoholics. We knew, guys, this is not going to go good long term. We just do the average lifespan. You know, if you're an alcoholic, here's your average lifespan. If you're doing sugar all the time, here's an average lifespan. We've had a couple people diagnosed with diabetes in our family. Like, man, it's going to radically change your life. It'd be a whole lot better to try to avoid that before it gets full blown. And so we just used to post up. Now, of course, we made fun of it in school in the 9th grade. We had the health class. Well, they will avoid this and watch for this and look for this. Listen, I don't care anything about that in the 9th grade. I want to play football. I'm trying to make the baseball team. And I'm thinking about that girl. I sure would like to kiss her. I'm not thinking of anything serious. But all of a sudden, you start getting older. You realize, I might want to pay attention to this. And so take heed to yourself, the Bible says. Take heed to yourself and then the flock of God. So make sure you're watching out to yourself, because we're supposed to live for other people. But if you're sick, you can't live for anybody but you. So try to keep yourself healthy. Know how to get emergency care, both in your community. And so even in my kids' homes, posted right on the refrigerator. What is that? Well, it's not just 911. That's the local ambulance. This is the local doctor. This is the closest hospital and where it's at. because we've had to make runs before. I remember having all those kids one day. The kids had snuck an old mother cat into the house. She's pregnant. Well, I didn't know that. We lived in the country. We didn't have any house cats. No mother cat. Well, the kids are excited she's going to have kittens. Well, they snuck her into the house. And so we came back late that night, and I noticed the kids seemed to be awfully anxious to get in the house. And so we had an old two-story barn house where the kids tear up the stairs ahead of me, and I don't know where they're going. They're just in a big hurry. I thought, well, I'm getting in bed, I guess. No, they're looking for that mama cat. Well, that mother cat had had kittens that day in the closet, dumped every one of them out. Well, she's sitting at the top of the stairs. Well, I didn't know that. The kids didn't know that. So they're running up the stairs. Well, it scared that mother cat trying to protect her kittens, and she took off that top step and landed on my daughter's head coming up the stairs. Well, all four claws sunk into my daughter's head. Well, nobody saw it. They just hear my daughter screaming, and the other kids are screaming because she's screaming. I thought, what's going on? What's going on? I'm trying to get in the house with the grocers. I finally turn the lights on, and I see my daughter almost at the top of the stairs. Blood's running down her face. That mama cat has sunk all claws into her head. And it's like, oh, my goodness, I'm shoving kids out of the way. I grabbed that cat around the throat, and I grabbed my daughter's head and put it under my armpit, trying to stop the bleeding. I said, get in the car. We got to run the emergency room. So I went out the front door and slung that cat across the yard. And we got to the hospital, and they did stitches. But, man, she was a mess. I mean, blood running down her face. You thought it looked 10 times worse than it was. So we stayed calm. We're praying all the way down there. So we finally get back home that evening. I thought, man, what a mess. And so I'm trying to stay calm and not yell at anybody. Guys, no more cats, no more mama cats in the house, and don't mess with the mama cat. She's trying to protect her kittens. And so we had about 18 different lessons we learned on that day. But Sarah Stitch has finally healed up, and there's no scar. You can't see it today, but, well, we made a memory that night. So anyhow, just have some good first aid kits around your house and know what to do, know when to ask questions. I like this, and know what diseases and disabilities come from those behaviors, and just keep a list of it. Now to get emergency care, again, keep an emergency number on the refrigerator somewhere. Who do we call if something happens? Somebody breaks an arm, someone gets cut. Who do we call, and where do we go? How fast can we get there? I like this one. Have a record of information that you'll need. You have to run the hospital, and I've done it before with older people in our family. You get there, well, what kind of blood type are they? Well, I don't know. Well, you need to know your blood type, because what if you get cut and they need to give you blood? The time is of the essence. So I had to make sure all my kids knew their blood type, and we'd keep a little thing on their wrist or a thing around their neck that was a little merch thing. It wasn't very shiny or anything. It's just small. But who is it? Well, this is their name. This is their social security number. This is their blood type. This is a thing. Are you allergic to anything? Well, thank goodness none of my kids were, but they'd always ask, no, we're not allergic. You allergic to penicillin? No, we're not allergic to anything. So you need to have the record of information that they're going to need if you have to visit a doctor's office for the first time. You need to pay attention to your body and learn what might be going on wrong. If you're not feeling right, something's wrong. Your body's trying to tell you something. Man, I don't feel good. Well, what's going on? Do we need to think about this just a minute? Take some time. Read a good family medical guide. We kept one. Still got one on the shelf at the house. It's just a basic big old encyclopedia book. Family medical guide. Basic things that look for. Basic things that can happen. Things you need to ask. Questions you need to do. Be able to discuss bodily functions as well as emotional problems if you're uncomfortable sometimes. People need to know. Hey, have you ever had problems with this? Hey, I've been having problems with this. Everything from, I remember I had a relative one time had problems having bowel movements. Their whole life had problems having bowel movements. And they were taking X-lax on a regular basis. Guys, that's not normal. If there's something that's not normal, we need to go see a doctor and see if we can get this fixed. You know what to do if you feel dizzy or faint before you hit the floor and bust your head or break your nose. And even as an adult, I've had times, a couple of times in my life where, man, I feel dizzy. Well, sit down just a minute. So there's been times when I'm going to sit down just a minute. What's going on? Well, I feel a little dizzy. I know how to bend over and put my head between my legs and get the blood in my head again. It's because it's a blood flow problem, and you got high blood pressure. What is it? So now, what basic things to look for? Be in the habit of taking every opportunity to reduce stress in your life. You need to exercise more. You need to laugh more. I tell people, laughter is an incredible medicine. You got to know how to laugh. You light some things up. Don't take everything so serious. And so we've learned to do that. It really makes a difference. I'm really big on just how to – as a married man, one of the things I love to do is I remember my wife at nighttime, we get home and I saw my mom do it with my dad, so I thought it was a habit. And so I remember we got married. I tell my wife, I say, here, sit on the couch. I'm going to give you a good foot rub. A what? I'm going to give you a foot rub. Well, her mom had never done that for her dad. I said, I got some good lotion here. Just sit down, we'll watch a movie, and I'll just give you a good foot rub. Well, man, she got hooked. And so until she went to heaven, hey, Joe, might give me a foot rub? No, I'd love to give you a foot rub, sugar. It would relax. You want to? If I wanted my wife to go to sleep, I get that lotion up here, get your feet out here. I'm going to put that towel in my lap, and I'm going to give you a really good foot rub. I knew how to do it, where to push and where not to push. And I bought the books. Hey, take your thumb, rub right here. And, man, I could put her asleep. She loved that. And I thought she'd love me for the right reason, but she loved it because I'd give her good foot rubs. Then I learned to give good back rubs and neck rubs, and we'd fly a lot. And I just reach over behind her neck, and I knew just how to rub it really gentle and gentle-like. And so, and she just, oh, man, she liked that. So there's something about knowing how to touch, your exercises, your physical health. Make sure you're drinking plenty of liquid. Don't load up on pop all the time. You know, watch what you're doing. So know the basic things of curing what ails you. And again, I'll just give you the basics. Keep the emergency numbers posted where everybody can get to them. Keep you a nice first aid kit in the house somewhere. Go talk to your doctor or your nurse and have that number. Ask questions. Don't wait. You're so sick. Well, I should have called. Yeah, you should have. So if you feel something's not going good, ask somebody. If you got somebody, your spouse, your kids, your neighbor, your best friend, hey, do I look okay? Is there something wrong? Because I don't feel so good. Well, what have you been doing? What have you been eating? Are you worried about something? Because, man, I'm telling you something. We don't talk about it much, but stress is a huge medical problem today. People don't know how to relax. They're loaded up with too much information. You know, you get back to the scripture. The Bible says, roll your cares over unto me, God says, for I care for you. Don't be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, give your request to God. I tell people, we need to be rolling our cares over unto God, not carrying them. Because you can't do anything about them. You just take an inventory. Can I do anything about this? No. Then I'm not going to worry about it. I'll give it to God. Can I do something about this? No. Well, then I just give it to God. God, I roll my cares over to you if you care for me. And you got to learn how to relax. You sleep good. You take a nap maybe if you need to. So, guys, it's been a great lesson. Caring what ails for you, it's just real common sense stuff. Just give it some thought. Get your list. Start doing what's right. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.